Hey, everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. We have a special edition here this evening. We're live from Comic Palooza Day 1. It is over. It's done. And we're going to do a little wrap-up show. We're going around the room. Everybody say the names. I'm Jeremy, of course.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rain.
And I'm Ed.
All right. Ed. We've got a...
Said don't talk. Let's get
yeah.
Unless you have something interesting to say.
Just kidding. Okay, so... This was day one. This is the first year that 8-Bit Geek has had a booth at a con. And I can only say, and this is my first reaction, is that it was an absolute blast today.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Completely different experience for us, yeah?
Yes. It sure was.
Is that what you got?
I was barely at the booth.
Oh my I was going to say, Doug, you did a fantastic job.
Oh, man, all the people we reached, you know, that came out and
bullshit
saw us.
Yep.
Yeah, Doug was giving lots of reach arounds to so.
That's why he wasn't at the booth.
He was reaching out hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was at the
Ed's
booth.
So happy.
The shit invited Rain.
I know, right?
Can we keep this a little bit clean? Our normal 8-Bit Geek is cleaner than this.
No, it's not.
Don't
what show are you on?
No.
I'm trying.
We're really sorry.
Don't
families.
Try to church it
we're
up.
I'm trying to church it up for any new listeners
yeah,
that may be tuning in.
A bunch of new listeners. They're probably like, no.
Yeah, they're like,
you're gonna.
No, we're not touching this.
We love you to death. Thank you for following us and everything. You may hear the F word. You may hear the B word. The
C-word.
S word. The F word.
If it's a word, if it's a word,
you're gonna hear it.
It doesn't even have to be a curse word. I think we could probably twist it.
We probably will be.
Yep. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah, so thank you so much for those that came out, and this is your first time listening, and if you found us at our booth today. Also, special shout-out to all of our patrons that help us on Patreon and donate money. We would not be able to do this without you guys.
Totally. Yeah,
that's right.
All about
oh, my God.
So much love.
So the cool thing, you know, somebody came up, and they were like, you know, how do you do this? And it's all done by the fans. It's all done by fan donation. So without it, we would not have this opportunity. So we do thank you so much.
Totally. Yeah, so. You guys are great.
You.
And
thank you for being a friend.
There you go. You even got the Golden Girls theme. That was on us.
That one was free.
Okay, so first impressions, Kev?
I thought it was fantastic. We got there really way earlier than we should have, but we found that out because we didn't really know the opening times. So
this thing called like looking on the interwebs.
Apparently, we can look at our badge, and it's on the back of our badge.
We did look at the internet, but the problem is like their site has like three different listings for everything.
Yeah, so
it's like it'll be like
it
ticket
was in
times.
Frequently asked questions section was the first question.
That's too much time. We just scroll down for the hours, and we just went.
That's using logic, and we throw logic out the door here at the 8-Bit Geek.
Well, that's because you have dicks.
Well. I mean, not much.
We just didn't find
not,
it.
Not so. Gonna.
So, but no. My impressions of the place. It's fantastic. This is easily the biggest, as far as square footage goes, biggest convention I've ever been to.
Yeah.
From Chicago to Kansas City to anywhere in Texas, this is the biggest convention I've been to, and it's amazing.
Did your feet cry?
My feet, they are pissed at me. My feet are not talking to me, and they usually do. We usually have good conversations.
I used up all Debbie's Band-Aids. On my feet.
Yikes.
Well, that's
yeah.
So all you foot fetishes out there you go.
Awesome. That one was for you.
Hashtag
that one was also
Rain's
on
feet.
Us. Hashtag Rain.
Rain, what'd you think? First impression?
You know, same thing. It's huge. Like Planet Comic Con in Kansas City was nowhere near this size. It's like a dwarf version of this. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even walk the whole thing. And I tried, but then I got sick and I went and took a nap.
Ed?
I thought it was amazing. I thought Kev did the best by far.
Yeah,
he rocked that booth all morning long. Yeah, he rocked it hard. Yeah,
I mean, that's my responsibility because you guys are off taking photos and doing like stuff to help the site. All I can do is talk to people. So,
well, you do a great job talking.
Thank you.
Don't minimize it. Yeah. You did the things.
Nah,
some
people
are goddamn nice.
The booth. Yeah, take some credit.
But it's, I mean, and it's awesome because there were a lot of interested folks. Like you think. Especially when you go to a Comic-Con, my first impressions to do is just go and find out what you want to buy and everything. But we were having people come right through the door and just coming right to us.
We got blessed with the location. When I first saw it, I was like, man, what? Because thinking of how they've done in the past, it's like, this is so far from the entrance. But the way with the convention center's front
Hall A.
Yeah, all this construction done at the front. And so they've moved the main entrance right in front of us. Like, yeah. people directly. Walk in the door and just go straight just down the aisle, so. Right to us.
And it's, yeah.
So it was a blessing in disguise. It was great.
The only downside is we're next to Comcast.
No, oh,
but that's not really, see, I see that as a blessing because their whole booth is empty. And so they took out all the partitions. And so people have a clear vision of what our booth
true.
Is.
That's
and
true.
So it worked out really well. And yeah, I mean, you talked a little bit about going to a con and you just think about what I want and everything like that. What was really cool was the fact that meeting these people and actually kind of getting their stories and a lot of fun for that.
How about our next door neighbor?
Yeah, Chris Rachel.
Chris Rachel from Kitchen Overlord.
Yes.
Totally made the day go by, and she gave us cake.
And cake. That's another thing.
Delicious again, cake.
We got our where we were going to be about a week, 2 weeks ago, and we were looking to see who was near us, and we were like, Comcast, shit. Kitchen Overlord?
What's that?
Like, fuck yes. Because we were like, it's probably gonna be like nerdy kitchen stuff.
Yeah.
And it was it's cookbooks, and they're awesome.
Right.
And
yeah, they
I think a couple people already picked up some. I know I'm going to probably grab one or two before the weekend's over.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
It's going to be it's awesome. And she went to dinner with us tonight.
Yes.
She's awesome. She's great.
We love you, Chris Rachel.
Like, thankfully, we got a good neighbor. We got a good con neighbor. And
like a good neighbor,
it's awesome because when it's Chris slow, Rachel we're just shooting the shit. When it's busy, we're doing our thing. But like I said, yeah, we got lucky. Like, you know, she makes really good cookbooks. Very illustrated too. She had the artist, I can't remember his name, but she spoke really highly of him, and he did all the art for the book, and it looks fantastic. She's got stuff for cooking, for drinks. So go ahead and check her out, though. She's on Facebook.
Kitchen Overlord.
Kitchen Overlord.
Lord.
Kitchen
Lord.
Overlord.
Yeah. So. Man. Okay. So,
speaking of good neighbors, we were walking the floor today, and we passed a booth that was just blaring music really loudly.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just like, thank God. Thank God.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We played some T-Swift this morning.
We did. We got into it. All right, let's go through a little bit and say best parts of the con that you saw so far. Like anything from we'll cover cosplay in a minute, I think, right? Because we'll list off what our favorite cosplay was for the day. But overall, like, what was your favorite part so far?
So far, I mean, like I said, the fact that there's so much cool stuff out there. There was an alligator. They have like two baby alligators there.
Yeah. Oh, they had their mouths taped. That was so sad.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Well, that's
because otherwise they'll
But
eat
they
you.
Don't have them if you have to tape their mouths. It was mean.
Well, that's what happens when you go to a petting zoo. They also tape it up.
I've never seen a goat with a taped mouth.
Shout out.
They
to
had goats with taped mouths.
Goats. I just you said petting zoo.
Well, when you go to a petting zoo, like there's an alligator, then they have the taped mouth so that way you can hold it. That's what I'm thinking that they're doing is they're letting people hold them and take photos with them. Because
I don't care what the logical reason is. It's just mean. And it was hot pink tape.
Hot pink.
Beautiful.
So the color of the tape?
It was offensive.
Hot pink. Okay. cool.
Also, shout outs to Palpaca. They had these little alpacas. With they had like cuddle teddy bears, and they had like little figurines of them. But it was alpacas with like different costumes and stuff. They had like an alpaca
That's
with
fun.
Like an was
monocle.
It monocle. I was gonna say
and
unibrow.
A mustache.
not the,
yeah. Not but the it was one. Awesome. Like that was really cool to see too. But I mean, it's just and then you got your normal convention stuff. You got some amazing artists there with prints, you know, and stuff like that. Posters, a lot of pop figures. That's still a huge thing.
A lot of figures.
Figures.
A lot of figures.
Whoa! Watch that language here. This is a family show. Jesus.
But no, it was a lot to take in. But I mean, it's the thing with that. Like I was saying on our Facebook Live earlier, 20 minutes wall to wall to walk from one side to the other.
Yeah,
so,
that's crazy.
So much stuff.
Is it 20 minutes to walk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy
I think
crap.
So.
Because we definitely left at one point when we took you. And that was 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we went up and down. We scoured every
Walk
aisle
slowly.
Up and down.
Yeah. Ed, what are your favorite parts?
The other podcasters, like Colt 45.
Uh-huh.
Those guys are great. Colt 45 rocked. They were really good. Spidey, like that guy from the Cash.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Cash.
Yeah. Those guys
rocking the
awesome.
8-bit shirt today. Rain. Favorite part of the con today? Her bed.
My bed. That nap was awesome. It was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? My favorite part was actually at the very end there when Bob and Tina Belcher came by because they're kind of my heroes. Mm-hmm. They were my favorite cosplayers. And she was like totally in character too. Yeah. So I had to take a picture there. But there was lots of cool stuff. I was a little bummed I didn't see more like handmade stuff. Like that was something up in Planet Comic Con. There was a lot of people that bring in
there. There is. You have to like, if you go up and down, I saw a lot of handmade stuff. You'll just have to find it. And like, if you didn't see the other side either of the,
I didn't get of the to con, the other side.
You'll find stuff over there.
I was walking towards the other side and then I saw the exit.
Oh.
And I took a nap.
Okay. Yeah. See that? Cause you'll find a lot of handmade stuff. So okay. It'll be good. Doug, favorite part?
I think one of the coolest things that I saw today, probably my favorite, and I even posted it on our Instagram, was it Wood by Hand, the guy that does the wood carvings?
Yeah, that was awesome.
He's all these plaques and all the stuff that he's made, and like wooden lightsabers that were intricate. Like just the detail was insane. Mm-hmm. And we were talking with him and stuff and just joking like, man, you learned some awesome stuff in woodshop. And he's like, I actually never took it because I was like, I'm never going to use that. Like, screw that class.
Yeah.
And he was like, who knew? And his stuff is amazing. So definitely need to check it out. I forget exactly which booth it is. It's like 1239 or something like that. I'll look it up real quick.
One other place that we checked out this morning, Dreadnought, video game coming out.
Dreadnought,
it's in
yes.
beta right now. Video game called Dreadnought. It's a space shooter, space simulation shooter, and it was damn beautiful. Yeah, what did you guys think of that?
I wish I got to play it more because when we went, we were like the first people there when the doors were opening. So people were kind of trickling in. And since there wasn't a lot of people at first, we played with the devs and they just massacred us.
Yeah.
And so the game was like 2-3 minutes long. It was super short. and so then by that point, people were starting to line up. And so they're like, okay, cool. Like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you guys walked over there and I was like, so we came on the Comic-Con so you guys could go play video games.
That's what, well, I had a press pass. That's what I do.
That's what we do. We cover all the event. That's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite parts of the con was NASA being there. Mm-hmm. They had the MVR? They brought an MVR or something like that. It's a rover.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that thing was super sweet. I want to ride in it. I don't know if I will, but I want to ride in it. They also brought Orion, the shuttle that they're actually training in for the mission to Mars. And then the other cool part was the VR. Mm-hmm. VR is here in a big way. There's a few places where you can go and get behind it and test out the Vive and see.
Oculus Kids.
There you go.
Big shout out to Oculus Kids.
There was like a haunted house that also had a VR thing, and they're like, you can try it there, but they're gonna have something at like their haunted house, whenever that is. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's gonna, you know, we're the first haunted house that's gonna have a VR experience there. So you can go through the house, but there's also another thing that you can do.
So you can with wet VR. Your pants in place.
Yeah,
Doug wouldn't do it.
No, they're like, okay, Doug, go try it. I'm like, no.
No, thank you.
I don't want to have a heart attack today. Well, I'd like to get home to my child.
Go
so
check
cute.
Out.
He's so cute.
Aisle 300. Check out Oculus Kids. This I don't remember their name, so I'm sorry. But you know, this guy came out, got the booth for his kids, and his son actually built a game in VR, and he's like my son's age. He's like 9 or something like that.
Yeah, no, he's 17.
That's right. nine plus.
He's
8.
Plus 8. That's what I.
He's
that's
17
what I meant.
Years old. And made.
Yeah. That's right. Let's just. Can we pretend he's 9?
Sure.
He is 9 years old.
There you go.
And he's just coding like a genius out there.
So yeah, there's people trying that out. They also had other games that people were playing and stuff. So it was really cool. And that was like, dude, they were like one of the most popular booths. Like every time we walked past them, there was always people crowded out watching people play. There's press there. So congrats to them because they're, you know, they came and talked to us before it opened and they were kind of like, hey, you know, make sure you come by. Like, you know, who knows how it's going to go. And then like, perfect, man. They got like the best response they probably could have, and so congrats to them for sure.
It was their first con too. So it was cool. They came by us, and we, you know, mm-hmm. and they were very optimistic. It was him and his daughter. It was something. Oh God, I want to say like Baramaya or something like that, because he was like Jeremy, and he's like, it's Jeremy and Baramir or something like that.
And then was the daughter Lily?
Lily was the daughter.
Daughter
so.
Was Lily. Yeah.
So I mean, they were very sweet people.
Was it
I really hope the best.
I feel
for
like
them.
He was like Jeremiah, Zachariah,
something like that.
Yeah.
We're sorry if you're listening.
Yeah, we are so sorry. Someone has a card, but they won't put it out of their wallet.
I don't know if I have a card.
I do.
It's in my stack or
I
something.
I got it. Hold on.
Also, I found the Wood My Hand is located at booth 1238. Okay. So if you want to go, awesome. Please go check them out. They're, it's awesome.
There's no names. His son made the card. Yeah. But yeah, it's Oculus Kids. Definitely okay. Check it out.
Okay, so what else? What are some highlights that... What are you looking forward to for tomorrow? Because tomorrow is Saturday. It's a big day.
Biggest day. Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest day. So, you know, you got to be looking forward to something, right? Oh, the cosplay. Before we get into what are we looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite cosplay of the day. Let's start with Ed.
Well, I kind of said it when you asked me earlier, but Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Cash was Spider-Man. Cash. And it was a custom suit. Yeah. It was legit.
He even had.
Like, legit.
He had the
web slinger. He had magnetic web slinger.
Snap to his wrist.
And he has a secret Miles Morales costume coming.
We can't talk about that. I can't talk about that.
You're fucking fired.
Kevin?
For me, I had to stop the kid, and we had some good conversation. I guess he got in touch with us earlier, but the Uncharted kid, somebody came dressed as Nathan Drake.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was really good.
I just thought of another one that was the best. It was the funniest and the best.
Nice.
Carl.
Coral Papa.
He and his mom were they kept
hanging out near us
because the mom was hanging out on the couch from Comcast.
They said a couch there, and so they kept going, and every time we'd just be like Coral,
we'd yell out Coral, and then he'd blush and put his head down. Everyone around us were turning like, what the fuck, what's happening?
But I heard, because I was sitting on the edge where I could hear him, and he was just like, this is the best. This is the best thing. He's like, I'm getting the greatest response from this costume. He's like, I'm so glad I wore this. Is the best day ever.
Yeah.
I was like,
He had to be 13 years old or something.
It
made his day, and it was cool to see that.
He comes by our booth tomorrow. I'm 15.
Yeah.
Correction.
But no, real cool kid. And it was awesome just doing that. Cause mm-hmm. At one point, Jeremy's like, all right, everyone on three. And then one, two, three.
Coral.
Like everybody.
Coral, get in the house.
So that was just cool.
Carl
Another good cosplay that we ran into was.
That's
going to
be my favorite.
Oh.
My favorite.
Then take it.
Big shout out to. Big shout out to my girl.
To your girl. Your girl.
My girl. You know what I'm
saying? Dim girl girls.
Dim girl girls.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah,
don't say that.
Don't say that.
Dim girls. That's what it is. Sorry. Dim girl girls.
Windress cosplay.
Windress
cosplay.
As
Elektra. She was fantastic. Spot on. And you could not ask for a more bubbly, this nice personality from a cosplayer.
Yeah. And she remembered us. We interviewed her back at 2014 Alamo City Comic Con. You can check that video out on our YouTube page.
She was dressed as Lady Raiden.
Mm-hmm. Lady Raiden, and it was amazing.
We had a great time talking to her, and she remembered that we did not interview her.
Or we're going to get you on the show. We'll interview you. And then she was like, "Yeah, you guys never invited us." We're like, "Oh, invited me."
We really need to get her.
But
down
I snaked
awesome.
Out of that one. I did. I was with a wordsmith
with that Jeremy Charm.
Yeah, Jeremy Charm. I got it. Snake. I got out of it. And so it was fun. It was good, and we left on good terms. We're going to have her on the show.
We'll do it.
Play some Overwatch together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Overwatch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, you were standing there. Was he standing there?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That was Ed. Yeah. So we were standing there. I was sitting there talking to her maybe 5 minutes just on Overwatch alone. So she's a big fan.
That's awesome. That is really rad. Yeah, no, she was always, I remember, as soon as I saw her, I knew. I knew who it was, and she's super, super nice. So shout-outs.
Tomorrow, cosplay. Tomorrow, what's she going to wear tomorrow?
She said she was going to be...
X-Force?
No, but it was someone from that. Oh,
what
God
was it?
Damn
it. Sorry.
It was
sorry.
Uncanny someone, but who was it?
Psylocke?
No.
I forgot.
I remember being really excited about it.
But on Sunday, she's going to be... Huh.
Wow. Huh. Wow. Was she was it really low cut because you really weren't listening to her words?
No, the problem was this was, what time is it now? This was about
12 hours ago.
Oh.
And not only that, but we had a really long conversation. And then we met up again with her later to get a group photo of dancing
Deadpools. Yeah. With Ajax.
With Ajax
and with
There was a
yellow jacket.
We'll just
nobody
go through
has
all
had
it.
Any alcohol tonight. I'm just gonna point that out.
See, that's where I was there. That's
you're exhausted.
That's when I ran into her. I missed everything that happened earlier.
Yeah. Rain, favorite cosplay. Oh, the
Tina and Bob Belcher.
That's fair.
Fair enough.
That's a good one.
Okay, we'll start to wrap this thing up for day one.
What are we looking forward to tomorrow?
Let's do it with what you're looking forward to tomorrow, and then, of course, what your final thoughts are from day one. Okay. I'll start things off. I'll start it off.
Yeah,
I don't care.
You do you, boo.
You know, I don't care.
You do
I'll
you.
Do it.
Do what you want.
I look forward to, of course, all the amazing cosplay. I look forward to our booth being, like, incredibly packed, so that way we can give away an Xbox One tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're going to give away our Loot Crate. Or not Loot Crate.
Pop Figures.
Pop Figures, $100 worth. And we're going to do that at 4 p.m. on Saturday, so make sure you come through and hit us up. We'll give you some tickets to win some cool stuff. And final thoughts. This was one of my favorite days at a con. I don't have any complaints about this place. It's just been fantastic. So, next.
There's some cool stuff going down tomorrow. Tomorrow at 2 is the Aliens reunion panel.
Yes, I'm going to that.
So I'm really excited for that, to get pictures and stuff for the site. And also, I'm hoping Kel Mitchell's there because I want to get some stuff signed and see if we can get an opening voiceover from him, if he'll do that. I don't know. I was looking at my phone because I've been keeping track of like how much I've been walking and stuff. I walked like over 10 miles today.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm going to do the same, if not more, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blast. I had fun. Even when I was at the booth towards the end of the day, it was great. Again, talking with Spider-Man stuff. I hope we have interactions like that tomorrow. I hope that our numbers continue to grow. And once again, thank you so much for the patrons.
Yeah.
That helped us out. I literally couldn't have done it without you guys.
So, yeah, it was a really good time, man. I'd have to say the things I'm looking forward to. I mean, my final thoughts on today was amazing. It was unbelievable. It exceeded my expectations for us having our booth and having so many people receptive to us and just being very supportive of the podcast, and just even having a couple people who've seen us around before saying, oh, 8-Bit Geek, okay, cool, I'll listen to you guys. Or, you know, I don't have any podcasts to listen to right now. I'll go check it out. So that was really cool. As far as looking, what am I expecting tomorrow is just fucking pure mayhem. It's going to be, I mean, any Saturday at a Comic-Con is always the busiest because you're going to get cosplayers. You're going to get a lot more volume of people because there's no one working. It's just going to be a lot more packed. And if it's going to be even more packed than yesterday, as in Friday, then it's going to be balls to the walls crazy.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to it. So. I really hope that we have to use that bullhorn because it gets so crazy.
Bullhorn up in this bitch?
Yeah, we have a bullhorn, and it's annoying as fuck.
I'm going to go with the con's been incredible. I mean, I've been to New York Comic Con, been to Dallas, been to multiple different cons, and pretty awesome, pretty comparable. I mean, New York obviously is New York, but Comic Palooza, very close second, I'd say. I mean,
it's insane.
Pretty awesome.
10
lots
miles
of,
today.
Lots of great celebrities, lots of great people, just tons of fun. In terms of what I'm looking forward to most tomorrow, got to be our giveaway. It's got to be the giveaway we're doing for that Xbox One and the Pops. Like, that's exciting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, today's giveaway was pretty awesome. We had a good crowd. Good crowd today.
It was unexpected. Watching the people who won. Like, I mean, because the one guy that won the DS today was like, you could tell he was like, holy crap. Like, awesome. Like, fuck yeah. And then the mom that won the
Loot Crate
for...
She was like, my husband has been wanting
a
subscription. We just haven't been able to afford it.
Yeah.
And so I felt really good to be able to give that to him.
We're
like the Make-A-Wish Foundation for geeks.
I'm also going to piggyback on Doug's, the Alien reunion tomorrow,
that's
too.
Be a lot of
I mean,
fun.
Since Jerry's probably going to be main on the booth, maybe I can slide in there.
So. Awesome. Well, that's our podcast for the night.
I'm
just kidding.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
What's up, Rain?
So I had the most fun setting up this morning before everybody was in there. And Kev and I got to go put some magnets in the bathrooms. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing if they're still there.
They are.
They are?
Yeah, we checked like every time we walk by.
Okay.
And that was the first person who walked to our booth was like, so I was in the bathroom, saw your advertisement.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, we were checking every time, just like, still there. And some one he put on the back of like a sign that was like the no picture sign in the celebrity area.
Yeah.
And we were like leaving, like, I'm still there. Like at the end of the day, like,
still there.
Somehow that's stayed on that sign for.
Somebody will take it home eventually. Which would be cool. Yeah, today was awesome just seeing. The thing I noticed, because the only other con that I've been to is Kansas City Planet Comic Con. And down here, people are, first of all, there's no like sweaty sliding by people. Like Planet Comic Con was way more compact.
Wait till tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Tomorrow, it's still not as bad, but I mean, I love how they've planned this in like the rows. I mean, you could 20 people across.
Yeah,
like
there's a lot more room, and people are a little more friendly down here.
Welcome
to Texas. People.
Scary Terry, bitch.
They're nice down here in Texas. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to sitting next to Chris Rachel all day again. So
I can't wait for that cake.
No shit.
Oh, dim dim cakes.
Dim dim cakes.
She gave us a plate full of rainbow cake, and she goes, "This is my shittiest cake." And we're all
"It was fucking delicious.
This is the best cake I've ever had."
Yeah, I mean, Kevin she's stuffed like, it in his face.
He did have his beard and everything. Yeah.
I got cake in my beard.
Yeah,
So, awesome. Well, that's our show for the night. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you come by, swing by our booth. It is 308.
308.
Come win some stuff. So come say hi. We'd love to meet you and spend some time with you. 308.
308.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rain.
I'm Ed.
308.
Until tomorrow.